it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do I appear different to anyone today?
I don't want to say this, but yes.
Well, okay.
In a positive way.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I don't know how
you
to
might
say...
be picking up on what is happening.
No, well, okay. I'm not supposed to notice things about you, right? Or am I?
You can.
No, there's like a weird... Okay, Aaron?
Yes?
May I remind you of the day that I just ran from my front door to my sliding glass door to my back sliding glass door, and somehow my feet were in the picture with a little bit of leg, and she was like, inappropriate.
I didn't say inappropriate. I just said...
You literally said the word...
It was a feet surprise.
Inappropriate.
I think it felt inappropriate that I was seeing your full leg.
What are you talking about?
Like, I can't believe you brought this up. You're still on probation, man. Like, HR is listening.
For real, I can't get my brain around. If we went to a pool together or we went to a lake, you'd see my leg. You might even see my whole chest.
And we did when we went tubing.
Yeah, we went tubing and you saw my whole leg. What's going to happen?
Yeah, different in water.
Didn't get the whole chest, though. Next time.
But so...
TX fine.
You're... Like, I don't know, but you... I wanted to say this when you came in, but I'm glad you're bringing it up.
No, because the other day I said she looks lighter.
But that was something else. This is like...
I think it's connected.
No. Can you say that?
I meant you
hey,
didn't.
Hey, fatty. Seems like you're working out.
She doesn't seem dark.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know, because I don't notice things like this.
Okay.
Do you always wear earrings?
Yes. I look at those every day.
Often, but not always these.
So you're wearing like hoop earrings and you're wearing black and white. You have a very, I don't know what the right words are, but like when I saw you today, you got this like classic Jackie O. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like a very presidential.
Country club. Yes.
Yes.
Wife,
and I was like.
It's a new top from Abercrombie.
Is that what it is? But I was like, but I'm like, I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to go like. Because one, it's a little like what Aaron said, like you look less fat today.
I didn't say that.
I know that's not what she said.
But I'm also not talking about her skin tone for the record. I know she goes tanning. I just mean when I say she seems lighter, like she has less stress on her.
Yeah.
She just has a better aura.
But like my other thing was to say that you look classy today has an implication.
That I usually don't.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Where it's like you're exuding an elegance, I guess is probably the word.
Thank you.
It's the black, it's the white pinstripe thing with the earrings and the hair kind of tucked
pinstripe.
Back. That is, well, no, just the piping around.
There you go.
Whatever.
Could I put you out of your misery and just tell you what's going on?
It seems like maybe you have an appointment with a lawyer.
No, you just seem very stressed out about the fact that you didn't know whether or not to say something.
Well, no, I just didn't know if I'm allowed to say, because again, right now, humankind can't accept a compliment without, what Aaron just said, you look lighter, we all jumped away. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, wow, you look really better today than normal.
Right.
But no matter what I say, you're going to take it as that.
Okay, so, well, there's two things happening here.
Okay.
One is actually I'm having an allergic reaction to my eye, so I am not wearing eye makeup.
Wait, hold
you're
on.
You're not?
This eye... It may be a lot better right now, but I woke up, it was really swollen and itchy, and it's been going on
no
on and off
eyeshadow?
For months. No eyeshadow.
I never would have guessed that.
Oh, no mascara.
I see that.
I was going to say, that's weird for us to be complimenting you, because normally girls without eye makeup are... Whoa.
Well, thank you. Natural beauty is so hard. The second thing is, and I think that both Aaron and Slacker have picked up on this, I'm attempting to dress like an adult these days.
Whoa! What are you doing? Why? Are you interviewing places or?
No, I just like feel like all I did, I would wear like jeans and sweatshirts every day. And like, I'm 32 years old.
Yeah, guys, this is bad.
Yeah, no.
This affects the rest of us.
Why? Because you wanted?
I literally had this thought this morning as I put on my 23rd crop top. Like, I gotta retire these. I'm 30. I need to dress more professionally.
Like, for work.
See? We're on the radio, you guys. No one can
pounds in your trash pants.
I wear hoodies and jeans.
You wear cargos.
What she gave up.
You do this it well, though. It's more street style, whereas us, we just look lazy.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I think that you always, like, you care about the shoes you wear.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
I used to be like, this
will do. The first 6 inches of your body is like... yeah. Just on point. And then as we scroll up, it's like, what happened? Was the electricity out at your house?
Oh my gosh.
What? So you're going to stick with this? You're going to keep dressing nice?
For the record, not 5 days a week. Okay. I'm thinking like three.
Okay.
3 days a week, you're going to look like a human.
I like it.
Do you want to tell us which days and we can do it too? Or like, let's surprise each other.
I swear to God, if you guys come in wearing suits or tuxes,
there was a kid, and when I was in school, he called it Tie Tuesday, and every Tuesday he would wear a tie to class because I think he had read in some book like this will help you stand out or whatever. He did not make a lot of friends doing that.
Yeah,
he got relentlessly made fun of. Yes, for doing it.
But there's something about the guy. I mentioned this recently, how I wanted to be a scarf guy. There's something about somebody who can take on the tie.
Mm-hmm.
And not give a flying F what anybody thinks.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, why are you doing that? And on like day seven, it's like the girls are starting to go, he looks kind of money in that tie.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you can you just push through it. Yeah.
He did look a lot better than the rest of
right.
us. Like for sure.
Do you understand that for the first, God, probably right up until you got hired, T-Hack, I was never here without a button-down shirt.
Really?
What?
All I wore was button-down shirts.
I've never
every single day.
Seen you out working a button down shirt right now.
Why would I? But if you're doing this.
Oh, no. I feel better.
You have a thing. You seem.
Yeah. Smarter.
Well, don't push
skinnier.
It.
Skinnier.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.